Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are witnessing the most intense wall-to-wall fear-mongering by the neocons in retreat that I have ever seen since they staged the attacks of September 11th, 2001. It is now the 25th day of July 2007, approaching 6 years since the horrible, tragic attacks launched by the military-industrial complex against us. They see as their aphids, their minions, their serfs, their slaves, in an attempt to stir up our primitive instincts, our mass psychology, to serve them in their global war for complete hegemon and dehumanization. I made martial law in 2004, 2005. It was released in early 2005. Martial law, 911, rise of the police state. 1 hour is on the police state, 1 hour is on 9/11, and 1 hour is on the Nazi connection. Well, here it is from the BBC yesterday headline. Bush's grandfather planned fascist coup in America. They're claiming they broke this news. It's fine. Take credit. I don't care. Just get the information out. There were books written about this in the 40s, in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s. Volumes were written, of course, like The Secret Establishment and Skull and Bones, by people like Anthony Sutton. If we're going to talk about credit, Anthony Sutton deserves it. Back in the mid-1990s, Webster Tarpley wrote the unauthorized biography of George Bush Sr., that had a lot of this in there, a lot of Sutton's information. And then, of course, John Buchanan, who we interviewed in New York during the RNC in 2004, did take London Guardian, who broke this nationally again for the first time in since the 50s, broke it in mainstream news. He took them to the National Archives and showed them the McCormick-Dickstein Committee transcripts. Since then, we have dug out actual newsreels of some of the committee hearings. Endgame has a few minutes of these, by the way. I hadn't told you what's in Endgame. Endgame has newsreel. I'm tempted to grab a clip of Endgame right now because that part of the film's done. It's almost done right now. And just put that on the web with Watson's work today because Watson wrote a story about this. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Dig is hundreds of times bigger, as we've talked about, than Drudge, but it's not well-known, at least by national media, because the really big websites are still somewhat unknown by the you've got two publics, those that still routinely watch television, have no idea even what's going on, and then the majority now that are internet and are literally divorcing themselves from the television. That's why CNN's merging with YouTube, TV's trying to get the internet audience back. You can't put perfume on a pig, guys, over at the CIA, and you know that, so I don't know why you're trying. Can't put the genie back in the bottle, boys. You're going down, period. We're going to defend the Republic. We're going to save the United States with God's help. I'm sorry. I know that upsets a lot of the leadership. I know it makes a lot of the mid-level and low-level folks happy, and that's why we're going to win, too, that we are going to win, but makes them happy. Got a lot of friends throughout the system, and that's good. But Paul Watson put this together, and not only was it blocked out of the up-and-coming on Dig, it was literally expunged from there, an admitted censorship. They've done this before. Last time was 6 months ago, of this story. So this is really upsetting people right now, the credibility that we've had and the information we've put out. They're really trying to block this from going viral, because it's just so unbelievable when people are faced with the fact that it is real, then they can start believing that they carried out the attacks of 9/11. Get this story out. That's only the tip of the iceberg. Stay with us. Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. 90 film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Prescott Bush, the president's grandfather, the president's father's father, was one of the top five Nazi agents in the United States during World War II, and of course in the lead-up to the war. After the war, he was one of the chief, if not the chief, bagman, positioning and money laundering and acting as an agent in the United States for Nazi billions that were put into Argentine banks, New Mexican, Texas banks, and other locations. And they were all over Texas, all over Latin America, all over the United States, and they were protected publicly. And the Bushes got to handle the money and keep large portions of it. That's why by the 60s they owned oil companies, oil-carrying tankers. That's why they've always had a lot of very quiet, secret wealth. Since they got in bed with the Nazis and attempted to orchestrate with the Harrimans that funded their family, the Bushes were mainly servants of the Harrimans, and of course then their power got even greater after the fall of Hitler, because a lot of those funds were then available to them, especially when Fritz Thiessen died in 1951. And we've already talked about that here. That's old news for our audience. It's big breaking news over at the BBC. Now, why is this coming out now? It means the stock of the Bush family is dropping like a lead weight dropped off the Empire State Building. And the establishment is clearly getting ready to plunge the dollar even further. It's dropping like a rock right now, just like the Bush's stock. They're clearly getting ready to offload every evil, every perceived problem of the New World Order onto their backs. When despite their substantive wealth, they are still high-level servant family, not even in the elite upper echelon of less than 20 families that actually own and run the New World Order. They are right below that echelon, highly respected, highly trusted legate family. And again, a legate was under the Roman emperors, the one individual who could speak in the emperor's name, so the emperor or the Caesar would not have to be dispatched to, say, Spain or Britannia or Judea or Babylon, or as were in trade deals to India. They would send an imperial legate, generally only one, sometimes more than one. And that's they don't call them legates in the movies you'll see about ancient Rome, but the guy that walks up and holds both his arms up and then speaking for the Caesar, Grand Supreme Emperor, and then reading out his big long name. That's what the Bushes are, ladies and gentlemen. They are given power from this wicked world system. And that's why, Bush had been a fighter pilot and done a good job and showed he had a little bit of courage and he'd already run some CIA ops. Of course, CIA was founded by the British through their British arm. It was set up in 1832 at Skull and Bones. They then set up the CIA right out of OSS in 47. They recruited him directly into Central Intelligence. Daddy had been the top Nazi, and of course, as soon as it came out in the papers in 43 that he was a Nazi, he'd gotten about a month's lead up that they were about to come after him because they found out about the coup. And he was falling out of favor, and they felt strong enough to go after him. And so he started the USO. We send stars out to sing and dance and Bob Hope for the troops. Oh, Prescott. When it came out, they said, Prescott, he's for the troops. Well, yeah, he, just like Prince Bernhard, was an SS officer from Germany, married to the princess who later became queen of the Netherlands, Queen Beatrix, their daughter now running things today, head of the Bilderberg Group today. She's the head honchoist, as they say. The point is, these connections just go on and on and on and on. He ran over by 41 when he realized things weren't going to go well for the Nazis and then joined the British. But the point is, he was a Nazi. But this wasn't just jumping back over to our side. This was after the war, continuing to protect Nazis and do all of this. And that's why the feds have got our police in black uniforms. That's why they've changed the post office symbol to the Nazi eagle. That's why in 1950 they went ahead and brought the fascist symbol. You can see in photos Hermann Göring holding it up. It's a bundle of sticks with a hatchet on the top as his signet, as his scepter. You can see the head of the military and then the head overall of the Luftwaffe, and they're standing behind Hitler, and they've both got their symbols of office, and they're holding them up, fasci on both sides of Hitler. Well, they brought those into the U.S. Senate. I mean, they put Nazi symbols right out in front of you, and it was a big joke. It's so funny. And it was called Reich Security or Land Security. Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer. And now we have Homeland or Reich Security. Reich Security. Let me say it again. Reich Security. And they openly talk about how The president is above the law. The president can do no wrong. You can't arrest or indict any of his employees. The vice president isn't part of the executive, but when he wants to, he is. Congress isn't part of the continuity of government. Congress can't see documents from the SPP and from the North American Union meetings. You can't protest within 18 miles a North American Union meeting, but it also doesn't exist at the same time. As Karl Rove said, they now control reality. And then we have these articles in front of us today. Homeland General, attack could happen any day, Associated Press. Do you like it that we have a Homeland General? We have a war czar, and we have a Homeland General. Yes, over the United States, over our government. The real government, the illegitimate criminal government, is now in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The U.S. military commander in charge of defending the U.S. homeland. Again, Caesar bringing his legions into Rome, crossing north into Italy. Weren't even allowed to really bring them into Italy proper. Weren't allowed to bring them into the homeland, but once they went into total tyranny, they could. See, the U.S. military commander, who's also called for an indipositi comitatus, which they're operating as if there isn't one, because, again, the president is God, so he can just say so, and then now Congress can't see the continuity of government plans. Remember that, Oregonian 2 days ago? The U.S. military commander in charge of defending the U.S., like they did on 9/11. On defending the U.S. homeland, said Tuesday that he believes there are al-Qaeda cells in the United States or people working to create them. Air Force General Victor Jean Renart said that while the terrorism threat within the nation's boundaries has increased in the past year, officials have strengthened intelligence sharing, particularly in an effort to shore up weaknesses in security at U.S. ports. Sure they have. I believe there are cells in the United States, or at least people who aspire to create cells in the United States, Renart said in an interview with the Associated Press. To assume that there are not these cells is naive, so we have to take that threat seriously. Well, I'm glad the military's here. It's always so good to have the military keeping your country safe domestically and internally. By the way, I was at Luby's yesterday eating dinner with my wife and children, and I saw two police officers. I didn't pay attention, you know, where I sat down, and suddenly I look over, and they're going, "Hey, Alex, how you doing?" And I go, "Hey, my friend got arrested because his driver's license was expired, but the illegal aliens don't." And he goes, "Mm-hmm." He goes, "Yeah, we're told," and he was a higher-level officer. And he was there with, he was a narcotics squad officer. He was in, you know, he had body armor on the front and a black uniform with a white patch instead of red. And he said, in the few times that INS is around, we're not supposed to help them even if they ask for it or set up roadblocks. And we are pretty much encouraged to let illegal aliens go. And I said, do you have any problem with that? And he said, "Listen, Alex, good to see you. Like the show. I got to go." And the other officer, a female, was shaking her head like, "Yeah, it's sad." So, I mean, we have 30 million illegal aliens running around. The borders are wide open. They're not checking anything. They're getting ready to just let traffic just pour across without even being searched. But if a citizen has a crooked toenail, I mean, if we haven't shaved properly, we're going to jail. Because, again, we have been trained to be the dumb cattle. We've been under conditioning, and there's no one more enslaved than those that think they're free and aren't, as the Founding Father said. I forget which one. And because you don't know the truth, and because you believe the stock market is really at higher than it was in 2001 or 2000, and because you believe that the moon is made of cheese, and, again, $14,000 with the dollar devalued by half is not up, but it doesn't matter, fine. I mean, because you believe mercury is good for you, they've decided just to go wild on you. And they've been given the green light, and they're taking the country down right now. And the literal grandson of Nazis, the son of the guy who was there in support of E. Howard Hunt killing the president, is in control. They flew planes into buildings, and they're going for broke.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having...
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Look out your window, babe. Could be the local priest. Oh, sometimes. Gonna keep us safe from Al Qaeda. Tell them.
Come,
show.
Coming up, I'm going to play a few minutes of this BBC report so we can critique it and comment on it. It starts out by trying to spin it, but then admits it's all true. Well, all right, they plan to overthrow the United States. Understand, Prescott Bush, the president's grandfather, George Herbert Walker Bush's father, tried to overthrow the United States. And they went to two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, the man who was about to become, he was next in line to be Marine Corps Commandant. I mean, a real swashbuckler who had overthrown more than 15 third world countries. I mean, this is before the CIA came in and brought it to a fine art. He'd done it all over. He had run all sorts of operations in the Middle East, Latin America, Asia. I mean, Smedley Butler had been in China, Guatemala the first time they overthrew it. And he was their boy, and they came to him and they said, all right, you're going to lead 500,000 men. And I've got him, his testimony. He testified before the McCormick-Dickstein Committee. He said they came to him and they said, you're going to lead a group of 500,000 men, police and military. We're going to overthrow the government and set up a fascist dictatorship, and we're going to merge with Hitler. And Smedley Butler, of course, then finally said, I did all this other stuff for the United States, but I'm not about to do this and merge with Hitler. And he was very quiet about it for a few months till he learned the full plan, the full extent. And he had meetings with them, you know, big smoky room meetings in New York and D.C. with them. And, folks, they were going to kill. And this came out that we have the hearing testimony, and they had others there. They were going to set up death camps in the U.S., okay, and they were going to take private property, and they were going to, I mean, these people don't play games. And they got a taste of it. They came very close when Prescott was on the board of directors of the Nazi bank that was funding all of this. And then he was the main bag man, top five to six. You could debate where he was. He was probably about number five in the six guys on the board. He was junior, but very powerful, a certified Nazi agent. I mean, certified, very high-level Nazi agent, but of the top six Nazi agents in the U.S., it looks like four or five were ahead of him. But very high-level. I mean, he could go anywhere he wanted in Berlin. He could walk right into the Reich Chancellery. I mean, he had full deal. And then after the war, he becomes the chief Nazi bagman, number one uno. Becomes a super powerful senator. His boy shoots up like a rocket. Okay? That's Prescott Bush. And can you imagine George growing up and daddy telling him, this is how we're going to do it. We failed once, we're going to do it this time. And they did it. They had a partial coup in 63, getting rid of the presidency. Then the shadow government that already pretty much run things took full control. Then they set about getting the cities, counties, water districts, state governments to invest most of their tax money in private offshore corporations. Now they own over 80% of the total stock market globally, and then also assets that are not publicly traded. Now they've built the huge police state apparatus of the war on drugs they launched. Now they've got the huge federalized police force. And their dream has always been to bring this country down. And you know what? It was the Rockefellers involved in this, of course, others. I mean, David Rockefeller was involved in all this, too, and he is still alive. And he's probably going to get to live to see the death of America, what he's always dreamed of. By the way, he said that in his own memoir. I'm not putting words in his mouth.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Huge breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Corey Rove, who, of course, you know, is the producer of Loose Change, Final Cut. I am, of course, an executive producer of Loose Change, Final Cut. They've been busily getting more interviews, honing it. We know it's upset the establishment and the system. We know that tens of thousands of the military who would serve a year in Afghanistan, a year in Iraq, promised they were going to be able to go home, would never be able to go home, would just leave the military. I knew that Corey, when he left the military 2 years ago and came and helped Dylan produce the second edition of Loose Change, he had left the military and hadn't gone back. And it was just kind of a footnote in my mind. 99% of those that, quote, desert, they keep it real quiet that large portions of the military have deserted. They haven't deserted. In Vietnam, they kept you there 11 and a half months, and that was it. In World War II, you flew 22 missions, and you still had about a 50-50 chance of dying, but you flew the 22 missions, and then that was it, unless you wanted to volunteer. I know, because that's all my dad's dad had to fly. And they never even talked about it until after he died. My dad got out his B-17, you know, flying manual and the photos of him and the letters and, you know, the stories about all the stuff that happened. He knew he was in the Army Air Corps, but just all the stuff that went on, those guys didn't talk about it. The point is, my grandfather only had to fly 22 missions in the invasion of Italy, which I'm told wasn't very fun. But the point is that he was in Afghanistan a year, Iraq in a year. He had joined the military right before 9/11. He was in basic training in the Army when 9/11 happened. And they sent him over there. He doesn't talk about it. In fact, I really wasn't even supposed to say it on air, but I'm just going to tell you. I mentioned it earlier. He coughs up blood every day from DU in his lungs. And now he's been arrested, ladies and gentlemen. with no bail. This is clear. This is the Pentagon coming after us. There is no debating this. I am so angry right now. I want Dylan Avery. I want Jason Burmes. I want one of them on now. Get them on. If you guys are listening to me, I imagine I know my phone's been ringing off the hook. I just haven't been checking messages the last few days because I've been so locked in to trying to make Endgame that this is just absolutely incredible. Call Burmes' cell phone. Call all of their numbers right now. We've got like 10 numbers in there for them. Half of them are old numbers that aren't right. Have you gotten any luck yet, John? Who are you talking to? Okay, I want them on right now. I want them on right now. I want them to call into the board. They got a show on the network. They know the number. We don't have to wait to dial in on Skype or ISDN line. Get them on now. This is very upsetting. 911 loose change producer Corey Rowe arrested for deserting the army. We have a president whose grandfather was the top Nazi agent in the United States who tried to overthrow our country. We've got troops starting their fifth tours in Iraq in a literal hellhole when the Pentagon's own plan says they want to sow destruction and divide the country in three pieces. We are not there to bring those people freedom. And he saw absolute carnage. He was part of mistakes where they machine-gunned, you know, just highways full of cars of people. He saw dead children. He worked in the hospital. And he's told me a few of the stories. He didn't like to talk about them. And I remember we were at somebody's house out in L.A. I'll just leave it at that. And they had some workmen upstairs working on something, and one of them got hurt. And when we heard the screaming, you could just see the look on Corey's face like a flashback happening. And he didn't say anything. I could just see it happen. I mean, he's been through a lot, ladies and gentlemen. He's been through a lot. You can go onto Google Video or PrisonPlanet.tv and watch the 30-minute interview we did to him about, you know, just all the things that happened and the massacres and the blood and everything else that he saw. 2 years in combat. And you're right. You know what? He did leave them. He left a government that has been hijacked, a government run by deserter, traitorous scum. He left the Nazi military, ladies and gentlemen, and that's who runs our government. Our military are great people. And now he gets to go to prison. By the way, they selectively enforce this. They are not arresting anybody. I mean, the desertions 2 years ago were in the tens of thousands. I mean, that's why they don't let them go home. They don't let them have leave out of the country. Do we have them yet? Well, regardless, I know they don't know anything yet, and they're waiting to hear from Corey. I just get them on so we can find out the basics of when they last saw Corey, where Corey was, where he was going when this happened. Or, you know what? I guess I'll just call him up. Tell him to call into the board right now. We'll play this John Buchanan interview because I need to find out. They may not think they know anything, but believe me, people always know more than they think they do, and they need to be basically interrogated and debriefed. Where he was last, where he was so we know which jurisdiction got him, where they picked him up, what happened. They know a hell of a lot. I know they're freaked out right now, and I'm upset about this, but we need to get them on air to get the specific details. We'll have a report up on PrisonPlanet.com. And it goes on to say, a Otonia man, I think it's the name of the place they live in New York, upstate New York, has helped produce a 9/11 conspiracy documentary that became an internet hit, was arrested for allegedly deserting the army. Corey Rowe, 24, a veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq, was picked up by deputies at about 10:45 p.m. Monday. And see, I haven't even been told about this. I have to learn about this from the newspaper. The county sheriff, Richard Delvin Jr., said, Rowe, along with Dylan Avery and Jason Burmes, are members of Louder Than Words, a production company that is working on a third edition of the movie Loose Change. This is Army intelligence. You can guarantee it. Who criminally, as traitors to this republic, as enemies of the republic, go spy on local peace groups from Houston, Texas, to Austin, Texas, to Portland, Oregon, to New York. They have the CIA spying on local bicycling rights groups in New York. That's been out in the news. They spy on everyone, and they go and they try dirty tricks. They got tens of thousands of military people that are willing to serve as agents of evil here domestically in the United States, running around doing all of this type of bull. Either get them to call into the board or give me the specific number to call them on right now. Roe, along with Dylan Avery and Jason Burmers, are members of Louder Than Words, a production company that is working on a third edition of the movie Loose Change, which contends the U.S. government was involved in 9/11 terror attacks. The edition is intended to be a theatrical release. Roe and other members of Louder Than Words have appeared on radio shows, including the Alex Jones Show, and have been mentioned in Time Magazine, Vanity Fair, was a cover story, published a feature story on the group last year. Since 2002, Roe was interviewed by the Daily Star several times about Loose Change and its experiences in the military. We developed information that he was at County Route 47 residence in Wantonia last night, Delvin said Tuesday. Roe was arrested on a military warrant that Delvin said was brought to the attention of deputies by the police department who received information from a source outside of that department. Yeah, scumbag military intelligence who are busy stabbing this country to death right now. They're the ones setting up the North American Union. They're the ones getting rid of our borders. They're the ones imploding our dollar. They're the ones announcing Al-Qaeda's about to hit us and Tommy Franks on CIA payroll illegally going around saying martial law is the next step, propagandizing us. This is not our government, and I have had enough of it. City police officials were able to comment on the case, were unavailable Tuesday night. So I guess they grabbed him somewhere and they've been wondering where he was for a few days. After deputies received the information from the police, they reached out to the Army. Oh, how nice of them. And officials at Fort Knox faxed a copy of the warrant, deputies said. So these cops love it, too. Oh, let's go arrest this combat veteran who made this evil film. See, it's political persecution. Tens of thousands that have left the military after being used like toilet paper. Rode hard over and over again, put away wet over and over again, leaving the plantation, leaving the slave pit. Rode previously told the Daily Star he enlisted in August of 01. He left the Army in June of 05, according to Louder Than Words' website. He's being held without bail in the Ostego County Jail, and is waiting to be picked up by Army officials. Man, we should get this out immediately, and we should get major heat on these people, make a serious issue out of this. That's the only way to make this a major political issue. It's like all these other people that have deserted, they've tried to charge. We've had them on the show when they're out on bail. See, they're not doing that. And then we've got it reversed. If this is play this quiet, play this low down, Corey's going to spend 5-10 years in prison, folks. You'll never see Corey Rove again unless we get this word out right now. The Associated Press reported last month that deserters are rarely court-martialed by the Army. They are. Rarely, folks. I mean, this is unheard of because they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to discuss it. This is going to backfire on them, folks. They don't want to talk about how upwards of 20% of the troops in Iraq have deserted. The Associated Press reported that most deserters are rarely court-martialed by the Army. Well, he's going to be court-martialed. They're going to crucify him unless we raise a huge stink now. And they'll get me next, folks. They'll trump something up on me. They'll get Dylan next. This is not a game we're playing. You understand that? We got to get up on our hind legs and fight right now. The AP report said some deserters are returning to their units while others are discharged in non-criminal proceedings. Desertion rates have been rising since 2004, but the Army does little to seek out deserters and instead relies on the database that can be cross-checked by local law enforcement agencies during encounters, such as traffic stops, the report states. Yeah, the Army with a database with local police. The Department of Defense Public Affairs Office did not immediately return calls for comment Tuesday. I want all the pertinent numbers on Prison Planet and InfoWars, and I want them now. And on Jones Report. I want the numbers to the police department, the sheriff's department. I want the phone numbers to Fort Knox that issued this. And I want the phone numbers to the specific office, the Department of Defense Public Affairs Office. A woman who answered Roe's cell phone Tuesday and identified herself only as Christy said Roe was taken from the house Monday night. I know they've been trying to call me, and I just hadn't even answered my phone. I was up here till 2 again in the morning working on Endgame. The Louder Than Words website lists Christy Kistner as the administrative assistant for the group. All we know is that he has been arrested, the woman said. We know nothing. We just hope that whatever happened comes out. Yeah, Corey was someplace at a house, definitely being followed by military intelligence. We know that. He was at a separate location. They just came out and grabbed him. Roe's parents did not immediately return calls today. In media interviews, Roe has criticized the Iraq War and the Bush administration. Desertion under Article 85 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice as being when a soldier leaves his or her unit or place of duty with the intent to remain away from there permanently or quits his or her unit with the intent to avoid hazardous duty is considered a felony. They're really mad at him talking about how in Afghanistan they'd have him go to locations and stage CNN shoots that Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda had been there when no one had been there, or how they would just, how somebody would get a, you know, they'd have a unit set up and they would just open fire on cars and there'd be dead bodies spilling out, you know, bridegrooms and brides and just hospitals with dead children everywhere. And I guess he spent more than actually 2 years over there. He talked about the year in Afghanistan, year in Iraq, but point is, he goes in and before 9/11 in early 2001, gets out in 2005. I guess 3.5, 4 years isn't enough for all the chicken hawks in D.C. that have never been in combat. You got to keep serving them. You got to keep serving the evil. And you make a film exposing their evil and how they carried out those attacks, you're going to go to prison. Absolutely incredible. We're getting this all up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. We'll get the most information. We've also got some information right now. I'm going to go ahead and go to this John Buchanan interview. We're going to come back after the break and play the rest of it. This is during the RNC in 2004 September, early September, interviewing John Buchanan. He went to the National Archives, the London Guardian, to first break this. Now it's in the BBC yesterday and today. Here it is.
I've been an investigative reporter and a journalist for 35 years. I've worked in every major media market in the United States, and I've written for more than 100 newspapers and magazines nationally and internationally. So last September 17th, I became the first journalist in U.S. history to go to the U.S. National Archives and the Library of Congress and pore over the thousands of pages of documents in both places to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt or any refutation of the facts that Prescott Bush, the grandfather of George W. Bush, and George Herbert Walker, his maternal great-grandfather for whom his daddy is named, were Nazi traitors to the country who should have been tried for treason. 2 weeks ago, in early August, a major world newspaper, The Guardian of London, finally got on the story internationally, and they flew a renowned reporter of theirs named Duncan Campbell over to Washington to take me back to the archives and Library of Congress so that they could verify that these explosive documents were real and I didn't have forged copies. Prescott Bush was the grandfather of George W. Bush and the father of George Herbert Walker Bush, and George Herbert Walker Bush is named for his father-in-law, George Herbert Walker. Prescott Bush graduated from Yale in 1917 and was in Skull and Bones with E. Roland Harriman, who was the younger brother of W. Averill Harriman. The Bush family really had nothing going. They were essentially social climbers and opportunistic people. At the time that Prescott Bush met Dorothy Walker, he was a tire salesman. And George Herbert Walker, as all fathers do when their daughter's going to marry someone, said in his heart, you know, it's not an appropriate thing socially that my daughter marry a tire salesman. So he brought Prescott Bush first into Brown Brothers Harriman and then Union Banking Corporation. In actuality, it was anything but a bank. It was essentially a Nazi money laundering operation that had a lot of tentacles into a lot of different other businesses. They owned a shipping line called Hamburg American Line, for example, which was the first Nazi front business seized, although the line was no longer operational in 1942. In the early 1930s, it transported Nazi spies into the U.S., and then their promotional ads offered cash rewards to any American citizens who would go back on Hamburg American lines and proselytize for Hitler. 8 months after the U.S. had entered the war, the New York Herald Tribune ran a front page article, Hitler's Angel has $3 million in U.S. bank. And it caused a major scandal and just rocked the world of politics. Brown Brothers Harriman, which George Herbert Walker and Prescott Bush were affiliated with and partners in, worked with I.G. Farben, which operated Auschwitz.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Prescott Bush, he did a number of things that were not only anti-American, but were pro-Hitler, and he did all that he could to proselytize for Hitler and the rise of his Third Reich, because the largest client, Fritz Thiessen, of his patron, W. Averill Harriman, dictated what kind of behavior he would practice to enhance his own career. So he was put on the board of directors of Union Banking Corporation, and he was also a shareholder in Union Banking Corporation along with E. Roland Harriman. But what's interesting about what the documents show is that they clearly state that all of the shareholders were phantom shareholders for Fritz Thiessen and did his bidding directly. So the point I'm making is it's not as if they bought these shares of stock as a passive investment to hopefully profit from the war. They were directly doing the bidding of the individual who built the Nazi war machine. Some very shocking documents that I saw at the Library of Congress 2 weeks ago on August 10th on August 9th, had to do with the hearings of the McCormick-Dickstein Committee of November 1934, show that Prescott Bush and the DuPont family, the Remington family, and J.P. Morgan tried to overthrow the U.S. government, assassinate FDR, and put a Hitler-style fascist state in place. I have in my possession testimony from the McCormick-Dickstein Committee in November of 1934 by one of the fascist plotters that they were going to follow Hitler's model exactly and impose martial law on the United States, round up unemployed people that were worthless to the economy and troublemakers and Jews and put them into internment camps. And their plan was, if necessary, to exterminate the people that could not be part of the effort. The only reason the coup attempt in 1934 didn't succeed is that they hired the wrong general to lead it, General Smedley Butler, the great Marine hero, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, who worked with the plotters just long enough to be able to identify who they were and then blew the whistle on them to Congress. Incredibly, after being warned by the FBI and the Justice Department and the Treasury Department to cease and desist in their Nazi dealings, they had continued them until 1951. There had been 28 additional seizures of Nazi assets and Nazi business fronts between late 1942 and 1951, and that they had moved Nazi assets into Switzerland, Brazil, Argentina, and Panama, and they had continued to do business with their primary Nazi patron, who was Fritz Thyssen, who backed Hitler beginning in 1921 and who was the wealthiest man in Germany, and a steel and coal baron who, with his partner Friedrich Flick, essentially built the Nazi war machine along with IG Farben. In 1951, when Fritz Thyssen died in Argentina, Union Banking Corporation was liquidated by the U.S. government, and Prescott Bush received $1.5 million for his holdings in his Nazi business, and that was the beginning of the Bush family fortune, for all intents and purposes. George Bush doesn't take his philosophical foundation from the Bible or the teachings of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. George Bush takes his inspiration from what he learned in Skull and Bones and from the Thule Society that Hitler and Goebbels and Goring cut their teeth in, Bohemian Grove, these evil organizations that perpetrate the ugly things that these criminals are doing to this country, for which they must be held accountable. Now you look at the Republican National Convention this week, and you bring in Arnold Schwarzenegger to speak last night. Schwarzenegger is the son of a Nazi. He has praised Nazis. He has praised Hitler. He talked last night in terms like, we will not falter, we will not waver, we will win this war on terror.
He's a leader who doesn't flinch, who doesn't waver, and does not back down.
Well, that's exactly the speeches that Hitler made after the Reichstag fire. Terrorism and the homeland being under attack are precisely the issues that Hitler used to subvert everything.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, they've been trying to get a hold of me, as I feared. I haven't checked my messages in days. I've been totally overwhelmed with Endgame. I have the scoop for you on the other side of what's happening with Corey Rowe.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.